The Perfect Stress Podcast does not provide medical or nutritional advice, nor is it a substitute for medical or nutritional advice, and is not intended for the prevention, cure, or mitigation of any medical condition or disease. This podcast provides information only. Please consult a physician or nutritionist for advice. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Perfect Stress Podcast, where we walk that fine line between being productive and overdoing it and triggering stress-related symptoms. I'm Adam Darrow, your host and founder of My Stress Alarm. Just a quick update, the My Stress Alarm app has been approved by Apple. Woohoo! We're still working through some time zone issues, but hopefully we can get that fixed this week. And as soon as the app is running reliably, I will start focusing more on, number one, creating more quality content for this podcast, but also guesting on other shows, be it other podcasts, I'm sure, but also could be radio, webinars, TV perhaps, who knows. But things will be more in a growth mode this year, more promotional as opposed to initially building mode. But of course, we never stop building. We never stop gathering feedback and improving the user experience. Speaking of feedback, I did want to mention again that I am looking for folks to participate in a beta group to test the My Stress Alarm app, both on Android and iOS. The app will be free of charge to all participants via a promo code that I'll provide. If you answer yes to any of the following questions, then My Stress Alarm is a good fit for you. Between your day job, school, responsibilities, obligations, and pursuing your life goals, does it seem like an uphill battle from the moment you wake up till the moment you go to bed? Ever felt like you pushed yourself so much that it actually affected your health? Do you set ambitious goals for yourself and are super driven to succeed? In other words, giving up is not in your vocabulary. Wish there was a better way to walk that fine line between being productive and overdoing it. So if you answer yes to any of these questions and you're interested in being a part of the beta group, please email me at adam@perfectstresscoaching.com. Or if you know someone who fits the bill, I'd be much obliged if you passed the word along. The only catch is a 15-minute call prior to using the app, and then a 15-minute follow-up in 30 days. That's it. And it takes less than a minute a day to use the app. Rest assured, there are some exciting and, frankly, ambitious things on the backlog for future product development. Just a matter of time and money. Speaking of which, I've been told that the price of the app, which is now $4.99, is rather low compared to other products and services in the same space. So chances are the price will increase, not sure when, but whatever the increase, it will most likely be reinvested in some of these backlog items, which will definitely improve user experience. So anyway, we're now officially into Stress Awareness Month. April was Stress Awareness Month. It's probably five other awareness months too, but it doesn't mean that much to me, to be honest, because I do this year-round. But I understand the purpose of it. I think right now we're all pretty much aware of world events, including the war in Ukraine, but also inflation. I think the pandemic has kind of subsided, not to say it's over, but certainly things are looking a lot better than a couple years ago. But I think in terms of awareness, it's not so much that we need to be reminded of what the stressors are out there, but more so awareness around the severity of your own chronic stress and the risks of developing certain short and long-term health issues. Now, with regard to being aware of the severity of your chronic stress, it's really important to have an objective way of assessing your stress levels, whether that's going, you know, high-tech approach, using some fancy biofeedback device, or taking a more behavioral low-tech approach like chronic stress monitoring and the My Stress Alarm app. it's going to be better than you just asking yourself, how stressed am I? And one reason why, which I've talked about multiple times on this podcast, is a concept called creeping normalcy, whereby little by little, as we mature, we graduate from school, we get married, have kids, buy a house, take on more responsibility at work. And of course, that's just, you know, generalizing, but, and we don't all fit that mold. But my point is that there's a certain amount of pressure and responsibility that comes with those types of life events. But it builds up so gradually over the years that you might not realize just how much stress you may be experiencing. And that doesn't even take into account world affairs and inflation and all that. And then, of course, being more aware of the dangers that, you know, health-wise, that chronic stress poses. And in particular, not sleeping well. Of the around 14 or so research studies cited in the My Stress Alarm app, one in particular covers the risks of developing certain short and long-term health issues. And this one is on the NIH website, National Institutes of Health. Of course, I'll provide the link in the show notes. And I believe you can download the full study for free, but I warn you, it gets pretty technical. But let me just read part of the abstract here. In otherwise healthy adults, short-term consequences of sleep disruption include increased stress responsivity. I think I'm saying that right. I think that has to do with how much your body responds to stress. Somatic pain, which I think is like muscle pain, joint pain. Reduced quality of life. Emotional distress and mood disorders. And cognitive memory and performance deficits. Long-term consequences of sleep disruption in otherwise healthy individuals include hypertension, dyslipidemia, I hope I'm saying that right, which I understand are problems with cholesterol, cardiovascular disease, weight-related issues, metabolic syndrome, type 2 diabetes, and colorectal cancer. All-cause mortality, meaning death from any cause, is also increased in men with sleep disturbances. So if that's not a wake-up call, I don't know what is. But let's get to the real purpose of this podcast episode, which is not to educate you on the dangers of chronic stress or even to convince you that you have unhealthy stress levels to begin with. Because education and some friendly nudging is probably not going to be enough for most of us to make real, meaningful, long-lasting lifestyle changes. And shaming you certainly won't help. You're undisciplined, your priorities are all screwed up, it doesn't have to be either or, goals versus health. In fact, some people will look at chronic stress monitoring and the My Stress Alarm app and think, what's the point of just monitoring your stress levels? Because you still have the stress. But now you have one more thing on your plate to do every day. Now, granted, it only takes a minute, but it's still extra. So what I would say first is that it's therapeutic, just like any kind of journaling. But putting that aside, just having the ability to anticipate a flare, to anticipate symptoms, that mental preparedness, even if you can't do anything about it, just knowing it's coming, being able to brace for it, helps. It really does help. And as for not being able to do anything about it, because people will say to me from time to time, hey, Adam, there's no wiggle room in my schedule. There's nothing I can do. And to be fair, there are times when we're stuck between a rock and a hard place. And who's to say? It might make more sense at the time, depending on what you're doing, to stick with your current workload and take the risk, even if it's the risk is high that you'll trigger symptoms. It's not ideal for sure. It's a dilemma. And I've talked about what some of those situations might be, like family events and chunking when talking about productivity. But I do want to make it very clear that I do not endorse or advocate that people push themselves like this. I've done it, usually doesn't end well. I personally err on the side of caution. My motto, why do today what you can put off till tomorrow? Because you're probably already doing enough today, right? Sort of going against Ben Franklin's quote, don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. But Ben Franklin didn't live in our fast-paced, postmodern, hyperactive world that we live today. And here's the thing. If you can make time to see the doctor after you flare, if you can make time to get whatever treatments after you flare, if you can make time to rest after you flare, then you can certainly make some adjustments preemptively, which will undoubtedly be less painful, less expensive, and in general cause less disruption to your life than going through an actual flare. And the great thing about chronic stress monitoring is that it allows you to target those adjustments more precisely to minimize disruption to your schedule. But even with those benefits, some people would argue that when I say the trick is to walk that fine line between being productive and overdoing it, wouldn't it be better to just be more proactive in the first place? This way you don't have to monitor your stress levels on a daily basis. In other words, chronic stress monitoring is a misguided approach to stress management, perhaps even ass backwards. And believe it or not, I actually do agree generally with that sentiment that the more proactive, the better. But easier said than done, because we're talking about behavior change. And the research shows that behavior change is a process that can't be rushed. So you know when people say, either do it right or don't do it at all? Does that sound familiar? Well, it turns out that's not really consistent with the research. The key is actually taking small steps. Even folks who've made lasting lifestyle changes seemingly with ease, I would argue have probably been taking small steps for some time, even if they didn't know exactly what eventual changes they'd be making. I've recommended this book many times, but I'll mention it again here. It's a book by B.J. Fogg, F-O-G-G, called Tiny Habits, The Small Changes That Change Everything. It's based on 20-plus years of research into human behavior and how we actually form habits. It's very interesting and a pretty easy read as well. And by the way, I have no affiliation. But getting back to chronic stress monitoring, the appeal of My Stress Alarm is how simple it is to update compared to other symptom trackers. Other symptom trackers ask you for everything under the sun, your food intake and ingredients, water consumption, medications and supplements, how you feel, your mood at different times of the day and why, your physical activity level and workouts, body weight, and so on. And there may be good reasons to use a symptom tracker like that. But with My Stress Alarm, you're in and out in less than a minute, no muss, no fuss. So to me, that is taking a small step in the right direction. And for that 1 minute a day, you gain the ability to see roughly how close you are to triggering symptoms, which, while not as proactive as other things, is still proactive. I mean, you are trying to avoid triggering symptoms. And down the road, not too far down, mind you, you may start doing more proactive things like getting to bed earlier, working out more, meditating, eating better, whatever. Well, that's my two cents for this week, this first week of Stress Awareness Month. So thank you very much for listening. I really value your feedback, so please don't be shy. You can post a comment on the Perfect Stress Facebook page, or always feel free to email me directly at adam@perfectstresscoaching.com. Stay safe, wishing you good health and success. Have you ever felt like you pushed yourself so much that it actually affected your health, either physically or mentally? If you have an autoimmune disorder, heartburn, tension headaches, irritable bowel syndrome, high blood pressure, depression, or something else you think is stress-related, then My Stress Alarm might be just the app for you, as it helps you walk that fine line between being productive and overdoing it and triggering stress-related symptoms. It takes just a minute a day, no wearables or sensors needed. Just go to mystressalarm.com to download for iOS or Android. Anyway, thank you very much for tuning in, and if you'd like to get new episodes automatically, just click subscribe. Also, I'd be much obliged if you left a review or comment. Well, until next time, wishing you good health and success, and remember, don't let stress get in the way of success.